Name of Satan. After several years of intense and extensive research, it has all come together. 1. The Bible was invented in order to keep esoteric knowledge and mind-soul power in the hands of a select few. 2. Christianity, which began with the Catholic Church, was invented to physically enforce the above and also to destroy and replace the original religions. The original religions centered around the reverence for the serpent. The serpent is a symbol of the Kundalini. The Tree of Knowledge is really a map of the human soul. It is seen in nearly every ancient religion predating Judeo-Christianity. The trunk symbolizes the spine, and the branches symbolizes the chakras and the Kundalini pathways. There are 144,000 nadis, channels for the Kundalini life force within the human soul. The Buddha sat beneath the Bo tree and achieved enlightenment. Bo means serpent, as in boa or buta. The Christian church stole, twisted, and corrupted everything they could from the original religions. The fig tree was known as the tree of wisdom, ficus religiosa. The Christian church corrupted this with the placing of fig leaves over the genitals of Adam and Eve. 3. Satan in Hebrew means enemy and adversary. Now the word Satan goes back much, much further than the Hebrew definition. Note in the upper northwest corner of the map of India, there is a town, the name of the town Satana. Satnam and Satanama are sacred mantras used in Kundalini serpent meditation. The five primal sounds in ancient Sanskrit, one of the oldest languages, are Satanama. Sa means infinity, ta means life, na means death, and ma means rebirth. All variations of the name Satan mean truth in Sanskrit, which is one of the world's oldest and most ancient of languages. All of this has to do with the Kundalini life force, the serpent within us. Jacob's coat of colors in the Bible is the aura. The number 7 is the chakras. The interpreters of the old grimoires have it all wrong about the 7 planets. The ancients knew much more than given credit for regarding astronomy. Anyone familiar with Chinese medicine and advanced martial arts is aware of the qi, the life force, same as the kundalini, and how it is more active in certain pathways in the body on certain days and hours. The authors of alchemy texts in those days put their writings in codes in order to escape persecution by the church. The sun was another object of veneration for the original religions. This was because of the pure raw power it bestowed and as it is the source of all life. Drawing down the moon or absorbing energy from the stars is nothing compared to what can be done under the sun given the knowledge and training. Joy of Satan ministry members know this. Holes in the aura are healed and the life force is amplified as with no other source of light. Lucifer was also given to our beloved father as a name. Lucifer was originally a Roman god with no connection to our father Satan Ea. The prefix luce has to do with light. The soul needs light. The morning star Venus was a source of light for the ancients as its rising preceded the all-important sun. Venus also rules the important heart chakra. Father Satan, I prefer to call him Satan personally, told me he has no problem with people calling him by the names he has been known by for centuries, even though they are inaccurate. I call him Father Satan whenever I communicate with him or thank him for something. To me, Satan will always mean adversary. Adversary to the enemy lie of Judeo-Christianity. The Catholic Church knew the original religions had to be replaced with something else, and this is where all of the stories of the Bible came from. They are all rip-offs from the originals, which had their origins long before Judeo-Christianity ever reared its ugly head. The Virgin Mary stole from and replaced Ashtaroth, who was bound as Lady of Heaven. Ashtaroth was the most important goddess in the pre-Christian world. Fictitious Jehovah ripped off from Enlil Beelzebub, Baal, who was also the most popular god in the pre-Christian world, and then there is our beloved creator god, Satan Ea, who wound up as the serpent and the devil. Sexuality, which is the primary aspect of the life force, automatically came under intense scrutiny by the church. Orgasm directly stimulates the Kundalini serpent at the base of the spine. The creative energy needed to produce another human life can be used to revamp one's own life force, which advances and empowers the soul. Obviously, sexual activity could not be prohibited, so fear was used to place it under strict regulation. In the Christian religions, especially the Catholic Church of old, all sexual pleasure was sinful and prohibited by the Church. Intercourse was only to produce children and nothing more. Nakedness became a sin. It led to lust. Masturbation was another mortal sin. Anything that had to do with the raising of the Kundalini was severely attacked by the Church. The sole purpose of the Christian Church was for the removal of knowledge and nothing more. While the masses have been stripped of this knowledge and power, a select few who have worked to remove this knowledge use it liberally to enslave the unknowing world. The Jesuit assassins of the Catholic Church are known to even levitate as they draw off the psychic power from the prayers of their unknowing victims. Okay, the references for this article is The Cloak of the Illuminati by William Henry, copyright 2003. And although this book has a lot of valuable information, if one reads between the lines, the author is deluded as he believes in the fictitious Nazarene.